Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chof, and we will begin from the two dots, 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the first Mishnah and the second Perek that mentions all the psulim, all the people that are disqualified to do the Kabbalah, which as we saw means not just Kabbalah, Eloch Hazrika, and potentially other Avodas as well. The Mishnah said that one of the psulim are Shalei Rochatz Yodayim V'Raglayim, a Kohen that didn't wash his hands and feet before he did the Avoida, that Kohen's Avoida is going to be possible. So the context to this idea that a Kohen had to be Rochatz Yadayim Raglayim before the Avoida is, of course, Psukim in the Torah. As a matter of fact, there was one Keli in the Beis HaMikdash that was Miyuchad for this mitzvah of Rochatz Yadayim Raglayim. And that, of course, was the Kiyar. The Kiyar is mentioned in Parshas Ki Sisa. The Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Zayim, Vaidabri Hashem Amoy Shalemar, V'asisa Kiyar Nechoshes, V'chanoi Nechoshes, L'rochatz. You should make a kiyar with a stand. The purpose of it is l'rochtza, for the kehanim to bathe. V'nasata is v'noyom moy, the bein amizbech, v'nasata shama moy, for achatzu aharon avonim imenu, es yedeyem ve'es ragleyem. And the purpose is going to be not for Aharon and his sons to bathe in it, but simply to wash their hands and their feet. Kiddush yodayim v'ragleyem. V'voyim, when should they wash it? When they enter the oil moy, yechatzu mayim v'loyom musa. And if they do that, they won't be chayiv misa. Oy begishtom ala mizbech, l'shores, l'ha. And then the pasuk continues and chazers v'rochatzu yudeim v'raglei v'loya musu v'hoysa lehem chok oylam loy v'lazari l'day roysam. So you have psukim in the Torah tucked away in Parshas Kisisa, where the Torah instructs Moshe to make a kiyar. In the kiyar there should be water. The purpose of the kiyar is l'rochatzu. It's going to be a place for Aharon HaKohen to bathe. Not bathe entirely, for that there were mikvahs, but rather to wash their hands and their feet. When do they have to do it? So the Torah is very wordy. B'voyim alo yomoye, yirchat zumayim alo yomusu, oy begishtam ala mizbech, l'sharis lahakter ishal Hashem. A little confusing. The Gemara is going to go through some of these words in the pasuk in today's daf, and the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit more specifically, a little more accurately, when exactly it was that the Kohen had to wash his hands. But that's clear. There was a whole keli in the Mishkan, the Kiyar, that was miyuchid for this mitzvah of Richotz Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's interesting. All the Mefarshei HaChumash are bothered that why is the parasha of the Kiyar mentioned in Parashas Kisisa? Truma Titzave, those are the parashas that discusses the Melechas HaMishkan. Parashas Kisisa, you have already the Chete Egel, you have the mitzvah of Machtes HaShekel, the mitzvah of Shabbos is mentioned in Parashas Kisisa. So it's literally tucked away in Parshas Kisisa, where the Torah throws in the mitzvah of the Kiyar. Wouldn't it make more sense for the tzivoy of the Kiyar to have been in Parshas Truma, Parshas Tetzava? Why is it in Parshas Kisisa? So one of the themes that the Mefarshei HaChumash say is because the Kiyar was different than the other Kelim. All the Kelim were used for Avodah. There was Avodah done with the Shulchan. There was Avodah done with the Menorah. There were many Avodahs that were done with the Mizbeach. The Kiyar did not have any Avodah that was done with it per se, but rather the purpose of the kiyar was to be machshir the avodas. So the kiyar was different in the sense that although it was a keli, it was in the mishkan, and there was a lot of kedusha associated with it, but in it of itself there was no avoda that was done with the kiyar. The kiyar was where the kohen would wash his hands and feet, and that would be machshir the avoda. Like our Mishnah says, a kohen that wasn't rochatz yadayim v'raglayim, the avoda is going to be possible. But being that it was a machshir, and it wasn't a keli that was used for avoda per se, it's for that reason it's singled out in the Torah. Regardless, today's daf begins with two brises, Machloikis Rebbe and the Tanner of Elazar Reb Shimon, a very yusoidi machloikis in terms of understanding when exactly the kohen had to wash his hands and feet from the kiyar, and there's a lot of kach and lumdis that's intertwined in this machloikis. We'll do what we do. If the kohen washed his hands and feet from the kiyar during the day, so he came to the Beis HaMikdash, clocks in, goes to the kiyar, and he has to do kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Says the brisa, ain't tzarich l'kadosh balayla. If he's there through the night when the sun sets, shkia says akechavim, he wouldn't have to do kiddush yodayim v'raglayim again, meaning the kiddush that he did in the morning is going to work for at night. Balayla, if however he washed his hands and his feet at night, he came at night to do the avodah and he did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, or He came in the morning, washed his hands in the morning, ended up staying through the night. Now it's already the next day. Tzarech l'kadosh b'yom. Divrei Rebbe. The Rebbe says that every day the kohen had to be mekadosh yodav v'raglov again. During the day, he would never have to be mekadosh yodav v'raglov twice. But the next day, he would have to be mekadosh yodav v'raglov. So a kohen that comes 8 o'clock in the morning, he wouldn't have to be mekadosh yodav v'raglov at any point during that day. Not even at night. You'd think maybe the night is a new day, the yoyim is hoylechach alayla. No. As long as he was mekadesh at bayoyim, ain't tzarech lekadesh afilo balayla. But the next morning, at that point already, he would have to be mekadesh yodav v'raglov again. Show you Rabbi Yoimer. Rabbi used to say, lino mayalas v'kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. That lino works to require another kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. Pasha, when you say lino in the context of kachim, it means alois hashachar. So once the sun rises the next morning, it's mayalas. It has an impact on the kiddush yodayim v'raglayim that the kohen had done, and it requires that the kohen should be mekadesh yodav v'raglav again. Rabbi Shimon argues. He says, ain't lino mayalas kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. No, there's no such thing. There is a concept of lino in kachim, but it doesn't relate to kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. So just because the sun rose the next morning, it's another day. The kohen washed his hands on Tuesday, and now it's Wednesday. It doesn't mean that the kohen has to wash his hands and his feet again. Meaning, according to Rebbe, every day the kohen had to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim all over again. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he didn't. And the lashon that the Gemara uses is Rebbe holds lino mayelas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Lino, meaning alois hashachar, always fathers a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Rabbi Shimon says ein lino mayalas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. As a result, as long as he stays in the Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be no obligation for him to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Tanya took another price. If the kohen was doing the avodah the entire night, la'ira the next morning, ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Rabbi says when the sun rises the next morning, alois hashachar, the kohen is going to have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Rabbi Shimon no, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'tchilas avodah. Once the kohen does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, even if he works through the night, even if he works through 10 nights, 10 days straight of avodah, it doesn't matter. Ein tzarech lekadosh. The halacha is he doesn't have to be mekadosh again. L'chur, it's the same machlokes. Rebbe holds lino mayalas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So the next day, even though he was doing avodah the whole night, he has to do it all over again. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can go 10 days without being mekadosh yadav v'raglayim. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold it, this halacha of lino mayalas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So the Gemara says, so if we have the same machlokes twice, tzarech bir, why would the Gemara have to chazer over the brisa? Says the Gemara, but tzrichdiash mina kamais had, we only had the first brisa. I would have thought, but he come my rabbi, the pasuk of avoda lavoda. And the first brisa doesn't say that the person was working through the night. It says a person came in the morning, he did the avoda, and he stayed in the azara. Now the next day, he wants to do avoda again. So Rabbi says, lina mayalas, he has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim again. But in that case, maybe Rebbe says so because he stopped doing the avodah. Abu Baha. But in the second brisa, where he's doing the avodah through the night, the loy possibly, where he never stopped doing the avodah, maybe in that case, Rebbe's going to be moida to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that he doesn't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim again. We only had the second brisa, the brisa that discusses where he's physically doing the avodah the whole night. I would have thought, Baha, come Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it's only over there. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that he doesn't have to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim again. Why? Because he never stopped doing the avodah. So being that there was no hefsek in the avodah, that's why he doesn't have to do another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Avo baha, in the case where he stopped doing the avodah, emi moed le Rebbe, may over there be moed to Rebbe. Tzricha, it's for that reason that we have this case mentioned, both where the kohen did not stop doing the avodah, and in the case where the kohen did stop doing the avodah. In either case, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon are going to stand their ground. They're going to maintain their position. Rebbe's going to hold lina mayalas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Again, what does that mean? That when the sun rises, it requires a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is going to hold ein lina mayalas b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Just because it's a new day doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have to do a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now, there's a very important Rashi before we go weiter. Rashi says that this whole machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon is dafka, where, as far as we know, the kohen wasn't masiach das from doing the avodah. Meaning, that's pashut. If the kohen is masiach das, and we'll see the meshach today's daf and into tomorrow's daf a little bit clearer what the definition of hesach das is. Hesach das is something that doesn't only affect hilchos avodah, but it's really something that's negeya many areas in halacha. But Rashi says that the whole machloek is Rebbe was Rabbi Shimon is only if the kohen was masiach das. Once the kohen is masiach das, it's pasha he would need another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Hacha b'mayaskina where he wasn't masiach das, or as far as we know, we don't think he was masiach das. But at the same time, it's a new day. The question is a new day mechayev a new kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? That's Shitas Rebbe, Lina Mayelas for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Or is a new day in and of itself not a Mechayev for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? That's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Ain't Lina Mayelas for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But again, only when, as far as we know, there was no Hesach Hadas. But if we know for sure there was a Hesach Hadas, the Koyin was Masiach Das, in that case, it's Poshit. Everyone's going to hold that if the Koyin is Masiach Das, and now he wants to return to doing an Avodah, he's going to have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim all over again. Either way, Zok Digimara Vaitam, my time of the Rebbe, what's the Makar of Rebbe? Rebbe who holds Lina Mayelas V'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim T'chsev, because the Pasuk that describes the Chiyuv, when exactly it was that the Koyin had to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, so it says, "Bevoyim al Oyel Moed." It's one of the psukim that we spoke out in the introduction. When the kohen enters the Oyel Moed, yirchatzu mayim, he should wash his hands. V'loyamus oy begishtam el hamizbeach l'shareis lahakter ish l'Hashem. And Emma says that if you read the pasuk seems to be a little contradictory. It begins, when does the kohen wash his hands and feet? Bevoyim al Oyel Moed, when he enters the Oyel Moed. So you clock in the morning. That's when you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But then the pasuk says, "Oy begishtam el hamizbeach." It sounds like when you come to the Mizbech. So Rebbe says, emphasis in this pasuk is on Begishtam. And being that emphasis is on Begishtam, it has nothing to do with when the Kohen entered the Oyel Moed. So as if to say that if the Kohen enters on Monday and he doesn't leave until 10 days later, he's never going to have to wash his hands again. No, the emphasis is not on Bevoyim. It's on Begishtam. And what does Begishtam mean? Rashi says a taich that's a little mechudeshes. V'gisha deshachris gisha. Achritihi shariyesh kamarocha chadasha. Gisha is defined by the marocha that was on the Mizbeach. And being that every morning there was a new marocha, there was a new fire, so every morning is considered a new gisha, and it's for that reason Rebbe has his shita of Lina Mayelis B'kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. My time of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon argued. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says no, it has nothing to do with every morning. Ain Lina Mayelis B'kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim D'chsev, because it says Bevayim. Emphasis is on Bevayim. So that's the shayla. Is emphasis on Begishtam? If that's the case, Gisha is defined by the Marocha. So every morning Lina Mayelis B'kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, or is it on Bevayim? That's what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says. If you come in the morning, you stay through the night. Afilu mikan va'ad asara yom. By the way, in the shiurim, the very bottom, how's it possible for a person to go 10 days without being Masiach Das? You have to fall asleep, you'd have to eat. L'chur, there are certain things you'd have to do that you would argue constitute Hesach Das. But the bottom line is, according to Rebbe Begishtam, according to Rabbi Shimon Bevoyim, what does Rebbe do with Bevoyim? Iksa Begishtam, Veliksa Bevoyim. Rebbe says, had adjusted Begishtam, not to Bevoyim. How about me? I would have thought I'd call Gisha Begisha. That maybe Begishtam doesn't mean every time there's a new Marocha, meaning every morning. Maybe Begishtam means every time you go to the Mizbech. So every time the Kohen goes to the Mizbech, he went to Duzrika, he needs Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. 2 hours later, he goes to do Akhtara, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. An hour later, he's going to do a different Zrika, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. To tell me, no, it's not every gisha v'gisha, but rather the way you teach begishtam is every morning, every marocha is what is koiveya v'gisha. V'iduchnam yaksiv begish. What does Rabbi Shimon, who darshens b'vayim, do with the word begishtam? Iksiv b'vayim, v'leksiv begish. Had adjusted b'vayim, havam minav v'la b'irikonis. I would have thought every time a kohen enters the azor, even not to do the avoda, he has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's why the Torah said Begishtam, to tell me it's not just Bevoyim Aloy Omoyed Yechatzu Mayim, it's Begishtam Alam Mizbeach, if he's entering to do the Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, Abir Rekonis, is there a Havamina without the word Begishtam that a Koyein would have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim if he enters the Oyo Moyed, enters the Azorah, even not with the intent to do Avoida? Haksiv L'Sharis. It says already, L'Sharis Lahakter Isha L'Hashem. L'Sharis clearly means Avoida. So there can't be such a Havamina. I need Begishtam to tell me that Bevoyim doesn't mean be a reikonis. I have l'sharis already telling me that bevoyim doesn't mean be a reikonis. So again, why does it say begishtam according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says elu begishtam yibayleich Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov. Tamar Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov. Hakol moed b'kiddusheni kishuhu lavush mikadesh. So we know he had it on the top of the yomid that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to do 5 tefillas. He used to tevil in the mikvah 5 times, and he'd be mikadesh yad v'ragla from the kir 10 times. What was Kaveya, a Tvila, and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Every time the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing on Yom Kippur, from the big day Zahav to the big day Lavan, and from the big day Lavan to the big day Zahav, there was a Tvila, and there were 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. There was a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before the Tfilah, and there was a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim after the Tfilah. So Machloek is in a Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma, Remeir in the Chachamim. The Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that was done in conjunction with the Tfilah
Was it done while the Kohen Gadol was wearing his clothing? Or was it done after the Kohen Gadol had already taken off his clothing? So again, it was done at the time, circa, when the Kohen is changing clothing. So was the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim being done while the Kohen Gadol is wearing his clothing? Or is it being done when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his clothing? I mean, the Kohen Gadol gets undressed, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Tefillah, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and he gets dressed. Or no, maybe the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayims are done while he's wearing clothing. He's wearing his big day lavan, for example, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, he gets undressed, Tefillah, puts on the big day zot, and now he's going to go again, he's going to do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which was done around the time that he changed his clothing, was it done while he was wearing the clothing, or was it done when he wasn't wearing the clothing? Rav Acha ben Yaakov said a Chiddush. He said, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, that Machloikis in Mesechtes Yuma is not discussing the Kiddush Sheni. Everybody agrees, the Kiddush Sheni, the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, is Kshu Lavish Mekadosh. That was done after he was already dressed. The Shaila was the first Kiddush. The first Kiddush, so he's taking off the big days of. First Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, then get undressed, then Tefillah? Or get undressed, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and Tefillah? But as it relates to the second, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that was done after the Tefillah, everybody agrees it was done after the Kohen Gadol was already wearing the new clothing. My time, the Amakra, Oy Begishtam. It's learned out from this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yirchatsu Maya Velo Yamusu. And we learn from there, it's referring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you see that after he did Richas Yadayim Raglayim, he was ready to do the Avodah. If he wasn't wearing his clothing when he did the second Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, then he's not ready to do the Avodah. He's Mechusa Levisha. So Yotza Zesh, Enoi Mechusa Elogisha Dovah, that's how we know that the second Kiddush, but the bottom, how do I know that? I know from the Pasuk Begishtam. So Lazar Rav Shimon Darshan's emphasis on Bevoyim, that every Bevoyim required a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because Ein Lina Mayelis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. There's no such halacha that every Gisha, every Marocha Chadasha requires Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Why then did the Torah say Begishtam? It's related to that halacha. Like after Ishalamali, okay, says the Gemara, if we're going to go down this road and we've Darshan this entire Pasuk, let's finish the Pasuk already. So the pasuk said, "Bevoyim al oil moyed yerchetsu mayim v'lo yamusu." Oy begishtam al amizbeach l'shares lahakter ishal Hashem. Why did the Torah say that? So the Gemara says, "Zeh gishmach mal de tema ich volt gevolt meinen hani mili avoided the ma'akva kapar." I would have thought that the only time this halacha brichsedaim raglayim v'lo yamusu, this is real chomer stuff. The only time this halacha is true is if we're dealing with an avoided that's ma'akiv kapar, such as zrikas adam, for example. Avla avoided lo yima'akva kapar loy, but maybe avoided such as aktar sin room that's not ma'akiv kapar, because again, after the Zerika, it's all Shiari Mitzvah. It's not Ma'akiv Kapar. Mashmalon, that's the Chiddush, that even Lahakir Ishul Hashem, even an Avodah like Akhtar, which is not an Avodah that's Ma'akiv Kapar, even that Avodah, the Halacha is going to be that you need Richas Yadayim Raglayim, and if the Kohen would do it without Richas Yadayim Raglayim, he'd be Chayiv Misa, and the Avodah would be Pasul. So either way, the Daf began with a Machloikis, Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Whether Lina Mayeles B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, or Ein Lina Mayeles B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Again, what does that mean? If the Kohen comes to do the Avodah, he stays through the night, and now it's the next day already. The sun rose. Alois HaShachar. Is Alois HaShachar a Mechayiv that the Kohen should have to do another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim or not? Rebbe says, Lina Mayeles B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The next morning, the Kohen would have to wash his hands and his feet again from the Kiyar. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Lina Mayeles B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Gemara said, what's the beer of the Machlokes? It's how to understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, not in Truma Tetzava, that mentions the mitzvah of the Kiyar, says, when did the Kohen have to wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar? B'Vayim Aloyo Mayed Yirchatsu Mayeb Aloyo Musu Oy Begishtam Alam Ezbech. And the Gemara says that Bevayim and Begishtam have contradictory connotations. Bevayim Aloyo Mayed sounds like every time he enters Aloyo Mayed. So if he comes to Aloyo Mayed, stays for 10 days, maybe you only have to wash your hands that one time that you enter Aloyo Mayed. Begishtam sounds like Al Kol Gisha Begishtam, which Rebbe said means every maracha, so every morning when there was a new maracha, there'd be a new mechayev. Rebbe says emphasis is on Begishtam. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says emphasis is on Bevoyim. Rashi has his caveat that the whole machloikis is if there was no hesach hadas. But if there was hesach hadas, at that point, for sure, everyone agrees, kuli amaloi pligi, that there's going to be a chiyav, a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Stating that is a very important Rashi. Rashi, when he explains Shitas Rebbe, that Lina Mayeles, B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, says Rashi, that this idea of Lina Mayelis is something that you find another place in Masechta Zvachim. He sends you to Perek HaMizbech LeKadosh, one of the most lamdish prakim in Seder Kachim, Zvachim Daf Pei Zayinim and Aleph, where the Gemara discusses a similar shaiva, Lina Mayelis, with regards to the Emurim, or Ein Lina Mayelis with regards to the Emurim. The halacha is that there's a psul Lina. So there were a lot of things that were able to disqualify a carbon. The carbon became Tameh, Pigol, Machshava Shaloi Lishma, by a Pesach and a Chatas. There's many different things that can make a carbon possible. One of the psulin that you have to become familiar with as you go through Seder Kachim is a psulina. So a classic example of a psulina is the Emurim that were part of the carbon. There was a mitzvah haktara. That was the one chelik of the avodah that was able to be done at night. What happens if the next morning comes? Alois HaShachar. So there's a psulina. At that point, you can't take these emurim anymore and be makdir on the mizbeach. So there's a shiloh. What if it was bereish hamizbeach? There's a whole bunch of different gishmak sugis related to the psulina. But high level, there's a psul called psulina. If a chelik of the carbon was lun, what does lun mean? It means what it means in this sugya. Alois HaShachar, the next morning came, the sun rose the next morning. The halacha is that that chelik of the carbon becomes pasul, and it's no longer fit, just like if it would become a, just like if it become nicer, a piggle. At this point, it's no longer fit to be used as a carbon. Says Rashi, Rebbe, who holds Lina Mayelis, Bekidah Shedayim V'Raglayim, it's because Rebbe holds that just like there's a psulina by the Evarim and the Ptarim and the Emurim, by the Hakmitzvah Saktara, so too there's a psulina as it relates to Kiddush Shedayim V'Raglayim. As if to say the yesod of why Alois HaShachar is Mechayev, a new Kiddush Shedayim V'Raglayim, is because there's a psulina. Now it's hard to even say the word. What does that mean? It means the Kayin becomes possibilina. The Kayin's not what's possible. Or it's going to be a little mashma from the next Gemara that the Mayim that was Mekadesh the Kayin and was machshir him to be able to do the Avodah, even though that water has since dried, it's not here anymore, but that water, maybe we look at it as if it's still Ba'olam and it becomes Pasul Belina. If it's Pasul Belina, it's Mayim Psulim. Mayim Psulim can't be Machshir Kayin to be able to do the Avodah. But the point is, Rashi invokes the Sugya in Zvachim Peizayim, the Sugya in Perek Mizbech Mekadesh, where there's an idea of a Psulina when it comes to Kachim, and something that was learned is no longer fit to be used for Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, it's the words L'churis seem to be very mashman that that's what we're talking about. We're talking here about a psulina. This is an important Rashi as it's a segue into, in order to be able to understand the next Gemara. Either way, Zakti Gemara Kiyas Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he reported back a lot of things that he had heard from Rav Yochanan. So he said he heard from Rav Yochanan, who said over in the name of his famous Chavrusa, Ilfa by Ilfa, the Divrei Ha'oimer Ein Lina Mayelis B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Ilfa declared as follows: according to the mandamah that holds Ein Lina Mayelis B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, who's that mandamah? It's Rabbi Lozab Rav Shimon. Make kiyar Mausha Yifsalu. What's the halacha if the water remained in the kiyar? So the kohen didn't do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but rather the water remained in the kiyar through the night, and now it was lun. Lun means Alois HaShachar. Does that water become pasul, or does that water not become pasul? Just like we said, Emurim, Evarim, Uptarim, that Alon, the halach is they become pasul, they're no longer fit to be used for the Mitzvah Saktara. What about the Mayim that remained in the Kir overnight? Is there a psulina, or is there not a psulina? Now, be medayik, l'shoyne hazav shal Ufa. Ufa clearly said that the shaila was ledivrei ha'ema ein lina mayelis b'kiddush adayim raglayim. Meaning, according to Rebbe, that holds lina mayelis b'kiddush adayim raglayim, Ufa wasn't clearing a shaila. Madach the koyin, that was toivol, he already did kiddush adayim raglayim. There's a halacha of lina mayelis. So certainly, as it relates to the mayim that remained in the kiyar, certainly you're going to have the halacha of lina mayelis. His question was, according to Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, that holds ein lina mayelis b'kiddush adayim raglayim. What was the shayla? Do you say that that's only if the kohen already toiveled in that water? But if the water is in the kiyar, maybe then lina mayelis. Or no, maybe even if the water is in the kiyar, the halacha is going to be ein lina mayelis. Me, I mean, in hani l'mayi l'kiddush adayim raglayim. Do you say that the whole tachlis of the water is for kiddush adayim raglayim? And kiddush adayim raglayim gufay loy pasul lina. If the kohen would do the kiddush adayim raglayim, there'd be no psulina. So even if the water remains in the kiyar, there should be no psulina. Are you don't like even the kaddish of the kiddush sharis nifsli? Or do you say that no, the water is kaddish, it's in the kiddush sharis, and just like anything that's kaddish, there's a psulina. So l'chura, maybe there should be a psulina with regards to this as well. says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav and Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Amr Rabbi Ami, Amr Rabbi Yechana. Hadir Pashit Ilfa. So when Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so throughout Chas, you have Kiyasa Rav Dimi and you have Kiyasa Rav. So Rav Dimi came back and he said that he heard from Rabbi Yechanan that Ilfa wasn't sure. Ilfa had an Ibaya. According to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, what's the halacha? Do you say Lina Mayeles if the water remained in the kir, or do you not say Lina Mayeles? When Ravin came back, he said, I heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, who heard from Rabbi Ami, who heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that it's true. What Rav Dimi said is correct. Ilfa wasn't sure, but Hadar Pashat Ilfa, that Ilfa was sure. He said, Kemachleikis Bazu, Kachmachleikis Bazu. It's the same Shiloh. Meaning, just like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, Ain Lina Mayeles, Bekidish Adayim Raglayim, when the Koyin did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, so too, Ain Lina Mayeles, Bekidish Adayim Raglayim, if the water remained in the kir. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna was sitting there. He said, Rebbe, Ato Imer Kain, is that possible? Is it possible that you heard from Rabbi Yirmiyahu, heard from Rabbi Ami, you heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that Hadar Pashat Ilfa, that even though Ilfa initially wasn't sure, but later he was sure, I'll tell you what I heard. Hachi Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. I heard from Rabbi Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mishmeid Ilfa, again, from the name of Ilfa, Kiyar Shalei Shikum Be'erev, the kir that wasn't put underground. Mibe'erev, Mikadesh Mimenu Lavoidas Laila. So you're allowed to use that water at night. Ulamacha Ein Mikadesh. But Lamacha Ein Mikadesh. So we're going to see in a minute, the Gemara is going to say that there was a patent that was made in the Beis HaMikdash. This is of Mishnayis Yuma fame, where every night they would take the water of the kir, and there was some wheel, some pulley system that would put it on the ground. The reason that water would go underground is because if the water would be above ground, it would become pasubalina. It's related to the sugya. Somehow by going underground, it didn't become pasubalina, not for this morning, but somehow that worked. And says Ilfo, what happens if the water was not put underground? Kir shaloi shiku mi be'erev. So it wasn't the kir that went underground, it was the water that went underground. So the halach is, at night, that's okay, you can use it at night, but lemacher, the next day is when enei mekadesh. So they weren't sure what lemacher enei mekadesh means. Doesn't mean doloi tzorich l'kidushe. You don't have to be mekadesh it all over again, meaning you can use the water. Oidom ifsul belina. Enei mekadesh means you can use it. V'loi pashal man mar. And mar wasn't sure. Ilfa didn't know the answer. Umar ka pashalei. And somehow, you do know the answer. Meaning, you see that Rabbi Yochanan was smooching in Ilfa's comment that he made that a kiyar shloi shikum mibarev, which is just another way of saying a kiyar where the mayim was lon, lemacher ein mekadesh. What does that mean? Does it mean it's possible ina, or does it mean it's not possible ina? So lechura, he's mamish clearing the shayla. He's clearing the shayla. Do you say that the mayim that's in the kiyar is possible or not possible? Now, lechura, according to Rabbi, at first glance, you would say there's no shiloh, because according to Rebbe said Lina Mayeles for the Koyin that was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav. Certainly, Lina is going to be Mayeles for the mind that remains in the Kir. Elamai the shiloh is according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. But you see clearly that Ilfa was never Pashit the shiloh. Even Rabbi Yochanan had no idea what Ilfa Shita was going to be, because he knew that Ilfa had this Sofik. And being that he had this suffix, so he wasn't sure how to interpret what he meant when he said, L'macher ein mekadesh. The bottom line is, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna tells Ravin that how could you say you heard from Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan, Hadr Pashat Ufa, Kemachleikis Bezu, Kachmachleikis Bezu. It's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Rabbi Yochanan really, really wasn't sure. He didn't know. At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, is there a psul lina on the make here, or is there not a psul lina in the make here? Either way, the Gemara says, Toshma, Ben Katin, Osso, Shnei Mosa Dalakir. Ben Katin made 12 faucets for the kir. The purpose was so 12 kehanim should be able to use the kir at the same time. The shiurim here too, they much, what's the big deal? So what? I mean, why was it necessary for 12 kehanim to be roiches yedayim v'raglayim at the same time? Afu also muchni l'kir. He also made this pulley system, this wheel. Shalayu meyun v'salam belina. So the water should have become possible. Oh, isn't it a mefurisha b'raisa? That's what's ilfa shayla. Isn't it a mefurisha? It's a mishnah, not a b'raisa. It's a mishnah where the mishnah says clear that there would have been initial psolina. So the gemara says, my love was Rav Shimini. Aren't we going to according to Rav Shimini? The gemara says, my Rebbe. No, Ilfa knew the mishnah, but Ilfa thought the mishnah was going according to Rebbe, who holds that Lina Mayeles, even for the coin that was Mekadosh Yodav Raglav. So if Lina's Mayeles for the coin that was Mekadosh Yodav Raglav, Avada, it's going to be Mayeles for the mind that's in the kir. Ilfa Shaila was, according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, that holds Ain Lina Mayeles. Is Ain Lina Mayeles only for the coin? Or is Ain Lina Mayeles going to be, even if the water remains in the kir? But the Gemara says, could you say that this mission is going according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon? Vamid, the Reisha Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, Seifa Nami Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. You want to say that there's no riot from this Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, it's Rebbe. But the Gemara
says this Mishnah has a reisha, and the reisha is for sure Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Tani reisha, the reisha says Bavli Eitzel Paroi. So the context of Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, Avi is talking about the avoda that was done on Yom Kippur. So it discusses the Kohen Gadol who's about to do the avoda with his par. This was the Kohen Gadol's par that he brought. So the par was situated between the ulam and the mizbech. If you take a look in the Gemara, there's a picture. Incidentally, you have to be very familiar with this picture because it's something that comes up kiseda throughout the Masechta. So the par was between the ulam and the mizbech. Roisha the darim, the head of the par was facing darim. Upan of lemaira, the face of the para was facing Meirev. Va'koyin oimid v'mizrach. The koyin was standing with his back to Mizrach. Upan of lemaira, his face to Meirev. Okay. Either way, what we really need is the first part. The part, the Mishnah that says that where was the par? It was bein ha'ulam, ulam mizbeach. That's where the koyin was going to shecht his par on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, man shamalei da amavein ulam mizbeach tzafoin. We know the par was a chatas. If the par was a chatas, it's kodesh kadoshim. It's kodesh kadoshim. It requires tzafoin. Who's the man that holds that area between the ulam and the mizbeach is considered tzafoin? It's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. How do you learn to the Brisa? Is that tzafoin? What's the definition of tzafoin? Mikir mizbeach tzafoini va'koysol azara tzafoini ukneg kol mizbeach kuloi tzafoin. Devi Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael has a very little definition of what tzafoin is. Is anything to the north, anything to the tzafoin of the mizbeach? So you go to the mizbeach. Anything tzafin, it has to be adjacent, has to be parallel to the mizbeach. But anything from the kir hamizbeach, the wall of the mizbeach, to the wall of the azara, that entire area is going to be considered tzafin. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Moisef, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said a chiddush. Af bein ulam mizbeach. Even the area that's a little west, it's a little mire of the mizbeach. It's not mamish al yerech hamizbeach tzafinah. It's not literally parallel to the mizbeach. It's towards Meirev. The area between the ulam and the mizbeach, that area also has a din of tzafin. Rebbe Moshe, Rebbe was a third shita. Rebbe said, "Af mokum drisas ragli akihanim, but mokum drisas ragli Yisrael." That's to the east. That's to the midst, the other direction, not towards the ulam and the heichal. That's in the other direction, where the kihanim, where drezach, and where even the Yisraelim were allowed to go. As long as it's to the north of the mizbeach, again, even though it's not parallel, but it's in the other direction. Reb Shimon was moisif that if it's to the north of the mizbeach, but in the direction of the heichal, bein ulam and mizbeach, that too is considered tzafin. Rebbe said that even if you go in the opposite direction, you go away from the heichal, you go not west towards the heichal, but you go east in the other direction, even that area, as long as it's to the north of the mizbeach, it's also going to be considered tzafin. Avum and a chalifa is filifnim, but everybody agrees from the base of chalifa. So the base of chalifa is, if you look in the picture, it's literally adjacent. It's to the right and the left of the ulam. From that area, ulifnim, to the north of the mizbeach, hakumayim shapasa. Everyone agrees it's not tzafin. But what's the bottom line? Where was the par of the Kohen Gadol brought? Where did the Shechita happen? Bein ulam lemizbeach. In this price, there's three Shechitas of what the definition of Tzofen is. Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda says it has to be literally al yerech hamizbeach. It has to be parallel to the mizbeach, to the north. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was the one that said Bein ulam lemizbeach has a din of Tzofen. Rabbi was maisif even in the other direction. Even the mokim drisas ragli akihanim, drisas ragli so. But where does the Mishnah say it was done? Is done Bein ulam lemizbeach. Who is that manda amar? That manda amar is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So who are the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? The Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the one the Mishnah says that they used to take the water of the kir and put it on the ground every night, so it shouldn't be possible. And it's also Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein lina mayelis b'kiddush adayim v'raglayim." It must be like Ilfasad that the only time "Ein lina mayelis b'kiddush adayim v'raglayim" is once the koyin already toivel. But if the water is still in the kir, maybe over there lina is going to be mayelis b'kiddush adayim. So says the Gemara Tashma, Luchura Ilfa has a shaili. Was poishit? He wasn't poishit. He was poishit. He wasn't poishit. Every Amira had a different shmua of exactly how this all played out. And what do you mean? It's before Mishnah. And Luchura, we know the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, the easy way out would be to say the Mishnah is Rabbi. But Luchura mid the race Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say Fanami Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara says a very posh to Teretz. Fitizbara Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Evloi Rabbi. Is it Muchach that Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi? Rabbi was also mentioned in this Braisa that discusses where Tzofen is. What did Rabbi say? Rabbi said that Tzofen doesn't necessarily mean Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofeinu. It doesn't necessarily mean Ben Ulam HaMizbeach. He was Moisef. He said that even if you go in the other direction, you go east, you go Mizrach, Makum Jesus Ragli Kam, Jesus Ragli, so even that's considered. Sahash the Rebbe, Ad Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Moisef, Ad Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Loi Moisef, he was Moisef on everybody. Meaning, according to Rebbe, Beinu Ulam L'Mizbeach is also considered tzafen. So maybe it's going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe's sheet that we know is Lina Mayelis, Bekidish Adayim Raglayim, even after the Kohen Tovel, certainly if it's still going to be in the Kirp, the Gemara says, Anan Hachi Kamri, Yisrael Gadaitech Rebbe, if that Mishnah is Rebbe, Lukma B'Makam Jesus Ragli, Gehanna Makam Jesus Ragli Yisrael, why did the Kohen have to do it? Dafka Beinu Ulam L'Mizbeach, let him do it
further east. And Rashi says there's a reason to do it further east, because the shechita, right, the putting the animal right in front of the mizbech, there was a reason his face had to be standing this way, he had to be standing that way, because there's once, and you put an animal too close to the heichal, you're risking the animal doing something that's not nice, and that's ein lefichvoidai for the heichal. So wouldn't it make sense if the Mishnah's Rebbe just to take the animal, do it the mock of Jesus Ragli Yisrael as far away from the Heichal as possible? But the Gemara says, I hear. But if that's the case, Elamai Rav Lazar Rav Shimini, look mumikiram izbeach tzafoini at kaisel azar tzafoini. Even according to Rav Lazar Rav Shimini, why did it have to be an ulam izbeach? Rav Lazar Rav Shimini just said that the area that's been ulam izbeach is also considered tzafin. But it's not the only area that's considered tzafin. Wouldn't it make more sense to do it al yerecham izbeach? Elamai yisach lemeimer, mishum chushad. It must have been a cheshbin why they wanted it ben ulam izbeach. And even though it comes with an invoice, it comes at the risk, at the expense of maybe the animal doing something that's in that area, which is l'shnei Hashem. But at the same time, it's Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol's fasting, it's a very long day, there's a lot of avoda. We want the Kohen Gadol to do the shechita as close as possible to the heichal. Rashi says, so that when he takes the dam into the heichal, because these are the hazoyas that are going to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash, won't have to walk too far. It's not going to be too hard. No, so how can I be mishum chol the Kohen Gadol? So it's not muchach that we're going to Rav Shimon, maybe we're going to Rebbe. I couldn't you have done it, but Mokum Jesus Ragli Yisrael, yeah, rather you could have done it there. There's no question you could have done it there. But at the same time, there's a cheshbin of Chulsha the Kohen Gadol, and that's why the bottom line is that there's no hechrich that Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. So it's true. It's a mefurish Mishnah to this idea of Lina Mayeles Bekidush Yadayim V'Raglayim, when the water is in the kir. Ilfa stating that wasn't sure. How's it possible? It's a mefurish Mishnah. Right, Ilfa knew all the brises. If you remember the Gemara Masechtas Taanis, Ilfa certainly knew the Mishnayos. So what's the Shaila? So of course Ilfa knew the Mishnah. Yeah, Ilfa knew the Mishnah, but Ilfa thought the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Aye, mid the Reisha blaz Reb Shimon say phenomenal. No, it's not true. The Reisha doesn't have to blaz Reb Shimon. The Reisha could be according to Rebbe. Aye, if it's according to Rebbe, why would they bring the par mamish in front of the heichal? Bring it further east. But regardless, one thing you see in this Gemara, what you see in this Gemara is that the Gemara is telling tzu, the machloik is Rebbe and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, lina mayalas bekidush yadayim v'raglayim or not, to the shaila of whether there'd be a psul lina if the water remained in the kir. Asha l'chura b'muschol rishon, not to get too lumdish, but at first glance you would think that one machloikis has nothing to do with the other machloikis. The shayla of lina mayalis b'kiddush adayim raglayim, the Gemara said, is really totally in how you read the pasuk. B'vayam eloyam ayit, or is it b'gishtam alam mizbech? Emphasis on b'vayam, or emphasis on b'gishtam? That's the shayla. Nothing to do with the psul lina that you have throughout Seder Kachin. If that's the case, what does it have to do with the shaila, whether there would be a kachim de gapsulina if the water remained in the kir, the water didn't remain in the kir. From the fact that Ilfa put the two together, kamachlikis bezu, kachmachlikis bezu, the whole baya Ilfa, it sounds a little bit like the psulina, this shaila of lina bayanis bakidish daim raglain is related to the regular psulina. That's pshat Rashi. That's why Rashi, in the beginning of the sugyas, invokes zvachim peizayim. He sends you there immediately. He says, this machlikis Rebbe, Rabbi Rav Shimon, the kohen that does his richos yedayim v'raglayim from the kir. Does he have to do it again the next morning? Sat satan mit the shayla from psulina. Vasat is satan? I don't know. We'll leave that for the London. But the bottom line is, you want to know where Rashi saw that? Rashi couldn't learn this Gemara without knowing that. There's no way to understand dafyaymidig this Gemara without recognizing that there's some connection, there's some sheiches between the machlokes Rebbe Rav Lazar Rav Shimon and the more general psulina. Either way, on that note, we're not done with this sugya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kiddush adav v'raglav v'tshumas hadeshen. Rabbi Yochanan said, if the koyein wakes up in the morning and he was chosen to do the tshumas hadeshen, tshumas hadeshen is an avodah, so before he does the tshumas hadeshen, he was mekadosh adav v'raglav v'machor. The next morning, ain't it tzarech lekaddish? He doesn't have to do kiddush yadayim raglaim again. Shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoda, because he did it already when he began doing the avoda. So a little bit of background: the tshumas hadeshen, Rashi says it right here, and it's something that we all know was the very first avoda that was done every morning in the Beis Hamikdash. So trivia question: what was the first avoda that was done every single morning in the Beis Hamikdash? It was the tshumas hadeshen. The kohen would go up to the mizbeach and he would take some of the deshen, like a scoop of deshen that was their ashes from all the karbanos that were brought the previous day. He would take it down the ramp, put it next to the mizbech. There was a special place where it had to be put. Later the Kehanim would deal with it. But initially, this mitzvah, taking some of the Deshen on the Mizbeach, removing it from the Mizbeach, was the very first Avodah that was done. Now this Avodah was done, Mikreis HaGever, as soon as the roosters start doing what they do, which technically is still considered night. Day in Halacha starts from Alois HaShachar, when it comes to mitzvahs, like Katchila, it's Neitz HaChamah, but Alois HaShachar, that's when day is. So day starts with Alois HaShachar. The Chumas HaDeshen was done Mikreis HaGever, which was before Alois HaShachar. Meaning, when it was done, it was already night. Now, stating that, being that the Chumas HaDeshen was a mitzvah, it was an avoida, the Kohen had to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. He had to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yechon said like this, a Kohen wakes up 4:30 in the morning, goes to the Kiyar, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, he does the Chumas HaDeshen. Now Shkia, it's 5:30. Does he have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again? Or does he not have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again? That was Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Kiddush Yadav Raglav Chumas HaDeshen, Lemochar, not the next day. 20 minutes later, now that it's Alois already, Einoi Tzarech LeKadosh, he doesn't have to do it again. Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah, he did it already. So Gemara Lomar, who does Rabbi Yechonon hold like? Ile Rabbi. Does Rabbi Yechonon hold like Rabbi here on my apostle Lina? Rabbi holds Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So Lechur, as soon as it's Alois HaShachar, you should have to do it again. And either Rabbi Reb Shimon, if he holds like Rabbi Reb Shimon, who Amar Ein Tzarech LeKadosh, Afilu Mikana, Dasar Yomim. So what does it mean? Lemachar Ein Tzarech LeKadosh. I mean, he won't have to be Mekadosh it even next Wednesday, as long as he's not Masiach Das, and he continues doing the Avodah. Amar Abaya, Abaya said Le'olam the Reb. Rabbi Yechonon was going according to Reb. Velino the Rabbanani. Rabbi Yochanan held that although Rebbe holds Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it's only a Din D'Rabban. Didn't we learn it from Sukkim, Bevayam, Begishtam, all Asmachtas. It's not a real Din D'Raisa. Mid D'Raisa, there's no halach of Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It's only a Din D'Rabban. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan held that even though Rebbe held that the Rabbanim were Mechayiv every morning to do a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, the Mikreis HaGever, V'ad Safra, Loi Paslalina. Such a short time, he did it. Mikreis HaGever. No, he didn't do it by Lois HaShachar. He wasn't worried. Rashi says, because what's this Din D'Rabbanan? The Din D'Rabbanan is that the Rabbanan were afraid that if the Kohen wouldn't be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav again every morning, people would be Mezalzel Belina. Again, Rashi is connecting this to the more general Psalina. People would be Mezalzel Belina. Such a short period of time, people don't even think it's Alina. I'm not worried about it. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yechon was going according to Reb Rava. My Rava says, Lo'idim Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. No, he was going according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. And it's true. According to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, really, it's not just the Machar in Itzarach Lekadish. I feel him, he can't bad Asari Yolim in Itzarach Lekadish. But Vrah, Rabbi Yechon, Vrah, Betchilas Avodah, Vrah, Betchilas Avodah. Rabbi Yechon is almost the third Shita. Rabbi Yechon held like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Be'etzem, that ain't Lina Mayeles, but it's only ain't Lina Mayeles for Tchilas Avodah. Meaning, you started doing the Avodah shortly before the day, it's the first Avodah of the day. So over there, even though it's technically not day, but it's the Tchilas Avodah Sayyim, so there's no Halacha of Lina. But if it's the Seif, you were doing Avodah the whole night, and now you want to continue doing Avodah during the day, over there, meaning if you toivled yesterday, and now you want it to work for today, that doesn't work. If you toivled this morning, which technically is yesterday, but it's still the Tchilas Avodah Sayyim, it's tafka over there that Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Shita. Notice we have a Machloikis Abaye V'Rava, had to understand Rabbi Yochanan. So it's Machloikis Amiram, had to understand the Amir Rabbi Yochanan. Think the Gemara Meisvel, ask your Kasha, Ra'u Achav HaKeyanim Sheyorad. As soon as the Keyanim saw the first Kohen that did the first Avodah, he came down with the Trumas HaDeshen, they would run, Ubo, Umiyaru. Now the rest of the Keyanim had to do their thing, and the first Avodah Trumas HaDeshen. So as soon as that's done, all the Keyanim are going to go, they're going to chime in. They kid you, what did they do? They quickly ran, and they were Mekadosh Yadav Raglav Menakir. They were Mekadosh Yadav Raglav Menakir. They start doing what they're going to do, and they continue doing the Avodah throughout the course of the day. So these other Keyanim did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim as soon as the Kohen came down with the Trumas HaDeshen, which, by the way, it's still night, because the Trumas HaDeshen was done with Kreis HaGever, and there's a little bit of time from the Kreis HaGever until Alois HaShachar. So it's still night. They do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and they're going to now do their Avodah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam El Abaya, the Mukum Laki Rebbe, Bishlam El Koyin Tabaya, that holds like Rebbe, Umaydi Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan just tweaked sheet as Rebbe, that Rebbe is Maydi Kreis HaGever at Tzafra Loi Pasolino, that from Kreis HaGever until Tzafra there's no Pasolino, Hamani Rebbe. So this is all going to be according to Rebbe. Why is this Mishnah Rebbe? You see that the Kohanim are allowed to do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim at the same time that the Kohen was doing the Trumas HaDeshen was doing the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. You can do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim despite the fact that it's still night. They're not going to have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again when it comes morning. It doesn't say anything about that. So we're going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that you could do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from Kreis HaGever, and it works for the next morning because even though Lina Mayeles, but not for such a short period of time. Okay, Elo, the Rava, the Mukalak, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, according to Rava that holds that Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha only according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Avol the Rebbe, Mikreis HaGever, that's not for possibly, no, but according to Rebbe, right, that was the tifkeit of Rava, that according to Rebbe, Lina Mayeles, it's even if you did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from Kreis HaGever. Once Alois HaShachar comes, it's possible. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the Kohen that did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for Trumas Hadeshim doesn't have to do it again in the morning, he was only going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Mikreis HaGever Atzah for Yerat, Zahamani, who's going to be the time? This is a Mefurish HaMishnah. Meaning, the statement that this Gemara began with was a statement for Rabbi Yochanan. It's an Amayr, it's a Bayev Rav, they're arguing what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Okay, we could argue what Rabbi Yochanan meant. But here we have a Mishnah, a Mefurish Mishnah that seems to say something very similar to Rabbi Yochanan. It's paralleling what Rabbi Yochanan said. What does the Mishnah say? That the Kayanim see the Kayan finish doing the Trumas Hadeshen, they do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and then they go on with their day. So it sounds like, number one, they have to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and number two, once they do it, they can go on with their day. So the Gemara says, how are they going on with their day? L'chur, it's a new day. If it's a new day, should they have to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim again? So the Gemara says, Hamani Rebbe, the way Abaya explained Rabbi Yochanan, that even Rebbe holds Lina Mayels is only Midrabanan, being that it's only Midrabanan in a short period of time, you don't have to worry about it, so it's going to be good. The problem is, according to Rava that holds, that according to Rebbe, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, that Lina is Mayels even for a short period of time. It's only in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that there's this idea that if you did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for the Trumas Hadeshen, you would not have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again for the rest of the Avodah. The problem is, how do you understand this Mishnah? E Rebbe, if it's going according to Rebbe, Paslovina, Lechura, you have to do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim as soon as the sun rises. And E Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Amri Mikan Vafilad Asar Yom, Meini Tzarech Lekadosh. So the question is, according to Elazar Rebbe Shimon, why do they have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Doesn't it sound like they were doing the Avodah the whole night? These Kayhanim? And if they were doing the Avodah the whole night, let the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from yesterday work. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilam Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, we're talking about a new Kohen who didn't do the Avodah. So now, if he wasn't doing the Avodah yesterday, he was Masiach Das, he went to sleep. So now he's starting his day, he has to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that he's going to do right now is going to work into the next day, because according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there's no Lina. And according to Rebbe, it wouldn't work because there is a Lina Mayals. There's some Pshat Tova, there's a very obvious Ha'ara that you have to ask on this Gemara, but we're going to leave that for now. Just before we go weiter, one short Ha'ara, and that is, so we have over here a Festa Machloikis, Lina Mayeles, Bekidosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, or Ein Lina Mayeles, Bekidosh Yadayim V'Raglayim. So what's the halach? The Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perakei Halacha Ches, Kiddush Yodav Hayoyim, if the Kohen did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim today, Tzorech Lachzer L'Kadosh L'Machar, he would have to do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again the next day, Afal Pisha L'Yoshen Kol HaLayla, even if he didn't go to sleep. Code word, he wasn't Masiach Das. It doesn't matter. Despite the fact that he wasn't Masiach Das, the Halacha is, he doesn't have to be Mekadosh, he has to be Mekadosh Yodav Raglayim again. Shah Yodayim Nefsoleh Ispalina. Because the hands, Rambam sounds like psalina, and the psalina's chal on the yadayim. Again, we'll leave that for the lamdim. But the bottom line is the Rambam says you have to do kiddush yadayim raglayim again. Kiddush balaylam, hiktar chalav and kol alaylam. Again, tzorech lachzer, ulekadosh bayoyim, la'avoyda sayayim. In other words, the Rambam passes like Rebbe, that lina mayeles, the kiddush yadayim raglayim. And it's for that reason, if the kohen did the avoyda on Tuesday, now Wednesday comes, even if he didn't sleep, it doesn't matter. Shayodayim nifsolos belina, says the Rambam, and he's going to have to mekadosh yodav v'raglav again. Kiddush yodav v'raglav v'trumas hadeshen. If the koyin did kiddush yodav v'raglav for the trumas hadeshen, afal pi shehu mekadosh koydim shetal hashemesh, even though the kiddush yodav v'raglav that was done for the trumas hadeshen happened at night, because the trumas hadeshen itself happened for the night. Ain itzarach lachzul lekadosh ach sheir ayoyim shayr betchilas avodas ayoyim kiddush like Rabbi Yochanan's memra. So the Rambam paskins like Rebbe, and he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. He paskins like Rebbe, lina mayels bekiddush yodav v'raglav. So every day the koyin has to be kiddush yodav v'raglav again. Emphasis on begishtam, not on mevayim. And the Rambam also paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that despite the fact lina mayels, but trumas hadeshen being that it's tchilas avodas ayoyim, even though technically it's at night, not at day, when the sun rises after the Trumas Hadeshen, there was no chiyah for the Kohen to be roiches yidayim raglayim again. So that's talach. So you ask me, why does it matter what talach is? I mean, it's a hilchos on the Mashicha. One day it's going to matter. So Chafetz Chaim in his Lakuti Halach, says, no, the Kayhanim should know the halach is, so they'll know Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But the emes is that there's a real nafgamina lahalacha in terms of this fact that the Rambam paskins, lina mayeles, b'reisham is bech. We know that we wash Netilas Yadayim every morning. So every morning you wake up, every little child knows, his hands are tomei, you have to wash Negelwasser. The Mechaber in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, right in the beginning, Erechaim Simen Dalet, Sivkot Yud Gimel. In Hoyo Na'ur Kala Laila, let's say a person was up the whole night. Yesh Le Histapik, says the Shulchan Aruch. Im Tzorech Lito Yadav Shachris Le Espalu L'Haver Ruach Rami Yadav. Mechaber says, I'm not sure. This idea that you have to wash until you die in the morning. Is that only if you went to sleep? What if you were up the whole night? If you were up the whole night, you still have to wash Negelwasser or not? So the Maisa, a person should, but he should do it without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Brura, what's the suffix? What was the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch? The suffix was because there's two reasons, kiyadua, in the Rishayim, why we wash until you die in the morning. The Rosh and the Rajba. The Rosh says that the reason we wash Negelwasser in the morning is because Yadayim Askonia is saying. Our hands have a life of their own sometimes. And as a result, when a person's sleeping, his hands can be all over the place. He can touch a part of his body that is not pure. As a result, you start your day, maybe your hands are tame. Oh, your hands are tame. You have to go ahead, you have to wash them. The Rajba says a different reason. The Rajba says, because when a person wakes up in the morning, I quote, Anunasin kebriya chadasha, dichsiv chadashim lebekarim rabba munasecha, satrichelanu lahoidais la yizbarach shabranu lechfoidai lesharsoi lebarach shamoi, valdobar zet tiknu beshachar kolos and abrachas. Bottom line is, in the morning you have a briya chadasha, there's a ruach ra, says the Rajba, that shayr on a person during the night. As a result, in the morning, where you're removing yourself now from that, you have to go, you have to wash yourself to rid yourself from that ruach ras. It says the Mishnah Brura, the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch, whether if a person was up the whole night, has to wash his hands or not, is mamish tishan. If the reason that you have to wash negelvas in the morning is because you die maskonius, that's as far when you're sleeping. You don't have to wash your hands every time. It's just when you're sleeping, you die maskonius, you lose control over them. So if you're up the whole night, then lechura, zilbasu time, and you shouldn't have to wash until you die. But if it's because there's a ruach ras that shayr on a person, and night, that ruach ra, that shayra on a person, is shayra whether the person's awake, whether the person is sleeping. So even if the person was up the whole night, you still have that ruach ra, and as a result, the halacha is going to be that maybe you should have to wash. As a result, Mechaber says, I'm not sure. Sokter Rama, halacha lemaisa, what should you do? The yitlein beloy bracha. The shari tshuva, on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, sends you to the Brit Yosef. He quotes it bekitzer, but you have to see it inside to see the punchline. And that is Zok de Birke Yosef. That's the Chida. Right here it's in Simen Dalet. It's at the end. This Shiurei Brach he has at the end of Simen Dalet. That's where he brings it. Yesh le stopik in Tzorech Lito Yodav Pamacheres. So he says that he heard from the Sefer HaTrumah brings Lechad Mirabasa Kamoi from one of the Kadmoinim. Damashkim Koidim Hayoim Venata Yodav Yesh Lo Yito Yodav Koidim Sheispalel Oishi Yesh Lilmoid the Lina Paiseles Benetilas Yodayim Kederach Shepoisel Bekidish Yodayim Raglayim. Says the Chida that there's a sugya Mesech Tzvachim Dav Chof Lina Paiseles, Lina Mayeles, Bekidish Adayim Raglaim, or Ain Lina Mayeles, Bekidish Adayim Raglaim. Rebbe holds Lina Mayeles, Bekidish Adayim Raglaim. What does that mean? That a Kohen that washed his hands and freed from the Kiyur the next day, even if he wasn't Masiach Das, it doesn't matter. He has to wash his hands and his feet again. And the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchir, Perikei Halacha Ches Paskins like Rebbe. That means we hold Lina Mayeles, Bekidish Adayim Raglaim. And what does Lina mean? When the sun rises, it doesn't matter if the Kohen slept or if the Kohen didn't sleep. That was the Lashon HaRambam. Atla Pisha Le Yashin Kala Laila. It doesn't matter. So says the Chida, he saw from the Sefer HaTruma, who brings from Chad Miravasa, that just like there's an idea of Lina Mayelis, Bekidish Adayim Raglayim, for the Kohen that's serving the Abish in the Beis HaMikdash, we are Avdei Hashem, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, and as a result, we need to wash our hands, like the Kohen had to wash his hands from the Kiyur before he goes to serve Hashem. And just like there was an idea of Lina Mayeles, when it came to the Kohen, so too there's going to be a din of Lina Mayeles. So once the sun rises the next morning, Lina Mayeles, the Tilas Yadayim that you had in the morning yesterday is null and void. It's not Chal anymore. And as a result, you would have to wash your hands again. One other interesting place where this morning's daf plays itself out, real halacha l'maisa, and that is the Mechaber in Simen Aleph. This is right in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Aleph, Sivkot Bo, says the Mechaber, Parashi the parasha of the karbonos is supposed to say only during the day. Why should you say the parasha of the karbonos only during the day? Because b'yem tzavtzis b'nei Yisrael ha'akiv is karbonet. That's Kachim 101. Karbonos had to be brought during the day. You couldn't bring a karbon at night. And bring that you couldn't bring a karbon at night. So when we say the parasha of the karbonos, it's ke'ilu. Right? Ke'ilu. Hikrev ayilu, ke'ilu, hikrev chatos, ke'ilu, hikrev mincha. So as a result, you have to do it during the day. You have to do it at time when you were actually able to bring it. It says the Magen Avraham, Avol, parashas hakiyar, Uparshas Truma Sadashin Yochel Leimer Koydim Hayoyim. Kedisa B'Yuma, Perek Aleph. Our sugya, the two things that were able to be done, if you wake up five tugs and you want to start saying karbanos, you can't say the parashah of the oila because the oila satamid wasn't brought until it was already avos. But the trumas hadeshen that we just said was done while it was still night, that was done already mikrei sagever, and the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the kir that was done before the trumas hadeshen was also done at night. That was the tchilas avodas hayayim. So the kir and the trumas hadeshen was done at night. That already you'd be able to. That's something you'd be able to do at night. I'll just tell you one other interesting ha'aras. So we had yesterday's daf and again this morning this idea that the Kohen Gadol used to be tovel on Yom Kippur five times, chamish tfilos, and it used to be mekadosh yada v'raglav 10 times. So I remember I heard once from Reshiva, from Yeshua, it was during Chumash here. It was one of the parshiyos of the Ovis. I don't remember exactly what the context was, but he was talking about how you find that Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they're always coming and going. You say over something from the Beis Halevi, that Beis Halevi in Sefer somewhere says, is that you find that tzaddikim were forced very often to go into Galus. And the reason they were going to Galus is because a tzaddik has a tremendous hashpa on a place. It's see a tzaddik min hamokim, oyser roishim, panaziva, panahoyda, panahadora, yitzayakim beersheva, vayela charana. But you find that a tzaddik has a tremendous roishim on a place. And that's why Avram Avinu was constantly coming and going, and you find this idea of vayetzayakai. It's because Hashem wants the tzaddik to go to different places, because every stop that a tzaddik makes, he has a tremendous hashpa, and people need the hashpa from the tzaddik. So that's why the hashkoch is always fit. That was the context. That's what Rav Yeshua was talking about. He was talking about this idea that you find tzaddikim, and he was bringing different rayas. And so he said over a story that the Ravid had Talmidim, and he wanted these Talmidim to go out and spread the word. So he took four of his prized Talmidim, he put them on a boat, and he sent them to the Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz. He wanted them to land and start going from city to city and to be Magidim and to be Moirei Hara and to try to be Mechazik, the State of the Union, to be Mechazik Klal Yisrael a little bit. One of the Ravid's Talmidim sends back a letter to the Ravid. And he tells him, you know, he followed what the Rebbe wanted him to do, and he came to a shtetl somewhere, and he comes in, and he sits in the back of the Beis Medrash, and there was a rabbi there, and the rabbi was giving a drasha, and he said they were learning Masechtas Yuma, and he asked the following question. The question was, it says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would toivel 5 times, and he would be Mekadosh Yad Avraham, so there were chomesh tefilos that were done on Yom Kippur. So he asked the kasha that we know that on Yom Kippur there were many hazois, many zrikas that were done in the Beis, in the Heichal. The ones that were done on the Mizbeich HaPnimi, the ones that were done on the Pareiches, the ones that were even done Bein HaBalim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they were Hazois, a little different than Zrikas, we had it already in the Daf. There's nuances between Hazoah and between Zrika. Now the Gemara says, Chol Hazoah Tzorech Tefillah. Every time the Kohen, God, on Yom Kippur, would do Hazoah, he had to do a Tefillah, V'tava. Remember the Shaila, if you could be Mefagel in the Tefillah's Etzpa? So, Chol Hazoah Tzorech Tefillah. The Gemara says, how many Hazois were there? Menigim. So the rabbi asked the kasha, do the math. Do the back of the envelope arithmetic. If there were 43 hazois, and every hazah requires tefillah, so how many tefillahs were there? There were 43 tefillahs. So he asked the stira, I don't understand. Here it says chamesh tefillahs, there were 5 tefillahs, and here it says 43 tefillahs. So the... Now, obviously, this is the Hamaratzis Dairais. It's Hamaratzis Ben Benoishal Hamaratzis. It makes, what are you talking? One feel is the Kohen Gadol is going to the mikvah. He's diving. The other one is he's taking his finger. Before he does the Hazah. But either way, the Ravid's Talmud writes back to the Ravid. Says, that you want to know what's Tutsachta? You want the State of the Union? Dahasta. This is a Rav. He's a Meiriderech. People come to him with Shailas. They show him Maris. He's paskining Shchitas and Dreyfus. This is the Rabbi. He's asking a stira between the Memgul and Hazois. Achol Hazois. And the Chomish Tefillah is the Kohen Gadol used to do on Yom Kippur. So this was the Shmuz. This was what Rav Yeshua was trying to say. So somebody told me then, he says he heard Rav Yeshua say this over a different time of Chomish here, and then he had a different punchline. So he was saying that, you know, people think sometimes that anything you find from the Dar of the Rishonim, it must be, it's sacred. I mean, it comes from the Dar of the Rishonim. So he was saying over at the time, as in the Zman from the Rishonim is Oichet Kevein Amaratzim. And just because you say, oh, so kumt from the Tkufas of Rishonim, no, it doesn't mean anything. He says, Shtel Tzachfar, he says, this Rav, this Yugaman, would have wrote a sefer, and they'd find this Ksav Yad today, and they'd find up it's from one of the Rishonim. Yeah, we don't know who he is, but he was one of the Rishonim. And Mitamo Melant and Maharitz, he said he was an Amoritz. Go upon, we'll leave it at that.